Okay. Na, gut war Simon Pay. Ktsas Malach, mit Malach, as soon as Beshabbos. A few Malachas are also on Shabbos, avoy Tzadik Gimel Seifim. That's a long one. Even though it's known that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch didn't spend that much time, because this is all the Malachas on Shabbos. He didn't spend that much writing on all the intricacies of Malachas. But he does the basics. So Aleph, also l'shtamish l'or aner dover shetzarach iyun katzas. You're not allowed to use a candle for anything that requires some sort of iyun, which is like reading. Why? The gozer rabbanon shem yishkach v'yates aner the karves Hashem and alapsila, because they're afraid that you're going to tilt the candle to make it light better. And then that's going to be burning. They weren't afraid you're going to put it out or turn it on. They were just afraid that you're going to tilt it, which is why we don't have this. We don't have this. This doesn't apply to our electric lights. The question is, does it apply to an adjustable electric light? Seems like the Poskim say it doesn't apply. But a regular light, just a switch, it's on or off. Two people are allowed to. Because if one of them will start tilting the light, the friend will remind him. See, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, forgetting about electricity, even without that, our neiros, that the fats and the wax are around the psila. We have to make some sort of hacker. You have to make a hacker so that you don't come to cut off the top of the wick to make it into coal. According to Rambam, even with the guy, also you can't have a guy cut the psila either. The Chazanish used to have his family members stay up with him late Friday night so that he could learn. And there was a story once, I think, with I don't know if it was the Stipler's mother or the Stipler's wife. I don't remember. Somebody in the family, a woman was she was on call to watch the Chazon Ish, and then the Chazon Ish decided to test her. So he started sticking out his hand to tilt the light, but she was so intimidated by the Chazon Ish that she didn't say anything. So the Chazon Ish fired her and said, since she's too scared, she doesn't count as a shomer. They also say Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, L'Havdil b'Chaim L'Chaim, his Rebbetzin used to stay up with him Friday night, just sitting there so that he could learn, because they didn't use electricity in Eretz Yisrael because they were afraid a Yid did it, so that's why they used candles. All right, Beis also l'ftoyach delas a chaloyin neged ner doylek. You're not allowed to open a door or a window by a lit candle because you karav lahem. When it's close to the door, Shem Yichav Al Yidei Zeh, because maybe it'll go out. But you're allowed to close a door and a window because it's not going to put it out. Meaning, sometimes you open a door and there's like a, what do you call it? A swoot? How do you say it? Whatever, a big gush of wind. Gush of wind? No, I don't know, whatever.
Gust. Gust of wind.
A gust. Oh, very good, very good. Very good, David. The door of an oven that has fire in it, you're not allowed to open it or close it. Because through this, it's going to turn on, they might turn it on higher or put it out. So that's where you get into the whole issue. Ovens with thermostats, are you allowed to open the oven door? Then you're letting in cold air. You're going to cause the fire to go on. Or can you shut the oven? No, it'll cause the fire to go off. Different Mahalchim, the Paiskim, like this. Igros Moshe says that if it won't go on automatic, then it's okay. Right? And that's what we would be Samechan nowadays. But you have to test your own oven and see if you open the door, something automatically goes on. Then you have a problem. That's what the Shabbos mode supposedly is supposed to help for that. Not for anything else, but for that. So, meaning it still doesn't allow you to open the door whenever you want. Well, the star case says you can, but then you have to take out all the food. Okay, Gimel Asalaris Raitiv Riseach Chatichas Lechem Matzis. You're not allowed to take hot soup and put it onto bread or matzahs. Aliyara Tchila Asaraitiv Riseach Hakara. First, take the Raitiv, because I mean, you have to take the Raitiv and put it into a plate. Tiskar Ktsas. Let it cool down a little bit. Achete Riyal Achila, until it's right to eat. And then you could put the matzah in there. V'achar kach yitin shom es ha-lechem o ya-matzahs. Avokoz matcha roitiv hi reseach. But as long as the roitiv is very hot, afilu hi b'ka'ara, even if it's in a ka'ara, also litin l'seich ha-lechem o-matzahs, it is also to put bread or matzahs in there. V'chein ein litin melech o-tavlin l'seich ha-roitiv, you shouldn't put salt or spices, afilu hi b'ka'ara, even if it's in a plate. Certainly not into the pot that it was cooked in. As long as it's hot. Wait till it cools off a little bit. Then it's royal achila. And salt that's done through cooking. Because it's ain bishel achar bishel. So then it's not a problem. Somebody's machmer for that. We'll get a bracha.
And croutons?
No.
Seidlich? Lakshin?
Yeah, so those are also pre-cooked, I think.
Right. No? So the machmer tovei lebracha is also on that.
No. I don't think so. The reason is because things that turn into liquid in a second are looked at like liquid, like coffee, instant coffee. Really, theoretically, instant coffee is cooked. You should be able to cook it in a clear ration. Right, but there are shitas that say that since it turns into liquid right away, then it's not, you can't put into a klirish. Chayin ein la'aris kafeh teh reseach la'klisha ra'atzim lishtas bay. You can't put it into the kli that you want to drink. Im yesh shom tzucker, if there's sugar. Hello, yara tchila es a kafeh v'ati. First, pour the coffee and tea. And then put in the sugar. Over makom tzayrich yesh lahakol, and a makom tzayrich you could be makol. Right? Because again, it's not the issue. Because it's cooked, it's already cooked, and this thing that it turns into a liquid instantly becomes that is a chumrah. Fine. Dalit also litin pri oimayim al tanur lachashu husuk. You're not allowed to put fruit or water onto a tanur after it gets heated up. Mishum de'efshe sheyasiyach hamayim v'sheyitzal la'pri. Because it's possible that the water is going to become hot and the fruit is going to become how do you call it? Tzli, roasted. Even if your das is just to warm up the fruit and not to cook them. If in that spot it has the ability to cook, is shown you're not allowed to heat it up there, even if you're going to take it off before, because we're afraid you're going to leave it there for too long. Right? That's where you get into this whole deal with the hot plate. So hot plates, even if they have no button, but still, if they have the ability to cook, you can't put it on there, even if you'll take it off before it cooks. Chem pashtida, sheyesh bashuman. These are like barekas that have fats in it. Ein lahamid negen amadura oyal atana. Don't put it near a fire or an oven, b'makom sheyochal arsiach, where it's able to get hot. Ava pi shein daite ela lachamama, even though its das is not, is only to warm it up. But if you can't cook it, you heat it up a little bit, then you could put it there. Even if it gets congealed because of the cold, it's still allowed. So the only thing is, this is not so posh, because lemaisa, you're going to melt it down. It's going to get melted down. But okay, but here the kids are saying that it's okay. Mishnah Berurah is machmer on this, and he says you can't do it because it's noilad. You're creating a new entity. But if it's like meat or something that only has a little bit of fats, then it's okay. But to put into an oven that's insulated, you can't put anything cold in there, even if it can't get hot. Right? Because the problem is it looks like it's cooking. But this is if the oven is on. If the oven's totally off, then it's no problem, right? Because some people ask that if they keep the oven, they shut it off right before. They shut off the oven right before Shabbos. Can you put the food in there? I think you can. I don't. I mean, it's not on. And if you need it for a chayla, then ask a shaylas chacham. Ayin nishmas adam, look in the nishmas adam. Because there he would say that even if it could get hot, but if you take it off before, then you're okay. Some people do chazara into an oven. That the food is there of what's hayitai shetminu. I mean, it literally means hidden there. Kiva jema dayin chamim, since they're still hot, right? And the reason is because they're putting it right back where it started. Yeah, and this is talking about, again, an oven that does not have the fire on. If it has the fire on, then avadi, you can't put it back in because it's chazara. But if the food is completely cold, then you're not allowed to do it. Right? Fine. And that's why you're not allowed to put food onto a blech. And somebody's a bal nefesh, should be machmer in all situations. Fine. But Shabbos, also lahatman. Shabbos also latin with shum dover. You're not allowed to do atmana with anything. Meaning you can't insulate. Even with dover, I feel with dover, she knows of heaven. Even if it doesn't add heat, lachain im naitel kadeira, she yesh, but tafshel shun is bashoba. If you take a pot that is tafshel to cook in it, or she is chamaba, also la korcha, la chasaisa, bekarim, uksasa, sekadoima. You're not allowed to wrap it in pillows, blankets, lishmar chayma, to make sure the heat gets maintained. Vav dover shiyah shel klal loich lebili adocha asal adicha b'shabbos. Something that you cannot eat without washing it, you're not allowed to wash it on Shabbos, afilu b'tzayin, and even cold. So now, that's what you call, I don't know, parrots, what's the name of that fish that people make? And they have to wash off the salt. Right, so if it's not edible, you're not allowed to do it. If it's edible, you just want to get off the salt, and it's okay. The dog meluach motel shoyz b'mayim tzonin, herring. You could soak in cold water. Vishagam kadam mishriya roy lachila, because it's right to eat. Zayin chardel v'tamcha, that's chareim. Ushar mini tibul, and anything that you dip in shaloi nasim m'chaim etz b'vayid yoyim, that you didn't put vinegar into them on Friday. Also litim em b'shabbos. You can't put in there on Shabbos ela b'shinui, with a shinui. There's the only way. Dainu sheitin tchila es achaymus b'kli, v'arach yitin l'soche es achadar lo yatamcha. Do it the opposite of what you normally do. V'lo yasu b'lila ova, and you can't make it very thick. This is the oatmeal thing. Ela yishpay chaymus harbe shetei b'lila saraka. You have to pour a lot of vinegar so that it's soft. V'gam lo yarvu b'kaf v'gadoyme. You have to make sure you don't mix it with a spoon. Elevate by with a finger. Or just mix it with the kli until it gets mixed in. So everything has to be done with a shinui. Ches perish in to tachas ilan. Fruits that are found under a tree, asur mafilu betiltil, you can't take them. Shema naflu ayam, because maybe they fell today and they're muksa. Chen kol perish etzal akum, any fruit that you get by a goy. Im yesh estapek shema nitlu shu ayam, if you think it was picked today, asur mafilu betiltil, it's muksa. Lini chashash chutzotchum, ayin lakamon. Right, so that's, but nowadays, if you'd walk into a goyish store and take the fruit, I don't think there's a chashash that it fell off the tree today. And therefore, that theoretically would be mutter. Okay. Yeah. We'll stop over there. Sorry for my voice. Sorry for my voice. Thank you. All right.